AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index rose for the third straight month. Deputy White House Press Secretary Olivia Dalton says
it's a good sign that people are starting to feel the impact of the economic progress we've been seeing and are starting to really internalize that.
Anxiety over the possibility of an economic recession over the next 12 months continued to fade for most Americans. President Biden says he has determined there will be a response after recent attacks in the Red Sea and elsewhere in the Middle East, including the drone strike in Jordan that killed three American troops. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked what the response might be.
It's fair for you to expect that we will respond in an appropriate fashion, and it's very possible that what you'll see is a tiered approach here, not just a single action, but potentially multiple actions.
President Biden spoke with the families of the three American service members killed in that drone attack in Jordan. Illinois' election board kept former President Donald Trump on the state's primary ballot a week before the Supreme Court hears arguments on whether Trump's role in the Capitol riot disqualifies him from the presidency. House Republicans say Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas refuses to enforce immigration laws. The Homeland Security Committee is expected to vote whether he should be impeached. President Biden says he needs authority from Congress to do more at the border.
I've done all I can do. Just give me the power. I've asked for the very day I got in office. Give me the border patrol. Give me the people. Give me the people, the judges. Give me the people who can stop this.
An Amtrak worker was seriously injured after a passenger train derailed when it hit a tanker truck carrying milk in Colorado. This is AP News. There are more signs of strength in the job market. The AP's Seth Sutel reports.
The Labor Department reported that American employers posted 9 million job openings last month, more than economists had forecast. The Federal Reserve has been trying to cool down the labor market from the red-hot levels it saw in 2021 and 2022. While the report overall showed strength in the job market, there were some signs of softening. The number of layoffs rose in December, and the number of people quitting their jobs in hopes of getting better ones fell to the lowest level since early 2021. Seth Sutel, New York.
16 and 17-year-olds can still get married in South Dakota after a legislative committee shot down an effort to raise the age of marriage to 18. The law remains in effect where 16 and 17-year-olds can get married in South Dakota if they have the consent of a parent or guardian. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.